This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Olscher.
All righty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. We got anything going here? Wait, wait. Volume. Yes? No? Yes? There we go. Hey, all right, how we doing, guys? What's up, Mary Goulet?
I don't know. Is my volume up?
I can hear you loud and clear. Perfect. All right, very good. Richie Ote, what's
hello,
up,
hello, hello. Check, 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 check.
Check on okay, one, sound check on two.
Check
really
one,
good.
Two.
Sweet. And we're joined by a very special guest today who's going to hang with us for the sound off here on Reinvention Radio, where we're going to be sounding off the one and only Per Brisco. Actually, there's probably like a little bit of a, you got to get really close to that mic, but there's like a little, how do you pronounce it just so I don't butcher it for the next hour or so? Is it Pear?
Pear like the fruit. It makes it funnier, I think.
Pear like the fruit makes it funnier. Okay, I gotcha. All right, so lots going on in the world and a lot of ground to cover here. And for those who have been tuning in to Reinvention Radio and joining us for the first time, welcome. We appreciate you joining us. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast editions of the show, thank you so much for that and sharing this with your friends, family, business folk, and so on, because we've got we definitely, I don't know, guys, it's fun, right? I mean, you know, we've been doing this for a long time together.
And why?
Because we love each other, and it's just good fun, and we just love hanging. And to see folks respond and the positive comments come in and the numbers continue to grow, we just love that and appreciate your support on that. So thank you so much. And don't forget, we broadcast live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific. So you can join us at reinventionradio.com. And if you want to join in on the phone and actually call in, you can do that at 866-977-2346. And we'd love to have you as a part of the live show as well. So, oh man, lots to talk about. And I would be remiss if we didn't jump out of the gate talking about just the strange world we live in. And I got to tell you, it's like, you know, you go back to the days of George Bush, and frankly, I got to tell you, when George Bush was president, I wasn't a huge fan. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, like, it wasn't really my cup of tea. But now in hindsight, when you watch some of the videos and you hear him, you watch him dodging shoes at the podium, and, you know, he was kind of a funny dude. Like, there was a lot to like about George Bush in hindsight, and comparatively speaking, when you compare him to who the knucklehead we have now in office, it's like, please give me Bush back, right? I mean, it's like there's no doubt about that. But what he said that was pretty interesting at the time, that I think it got a lot of flack when he said this because it didn't – it's like it can't be that black or white. But I really think it is. And we was specifically talking about what was going – look at you, Mary Goulet. The eyes are rolling already. We're a minute in the eyes. That was like your third eye roll in a minute.
I know where you're going with this.
Okay, so where am I going with it? What did he say? What did Bush say about the terrorists?
Oh, not Bush.
I think right now is we should mark this moment in time.
Yes, I'm ready.
Because
go on, Richie.
I think she's getting defensive, and I even see her whole body and everything.
The body
for something
language.
That for the first time, I think Steve's going to go somewhere you don't think he's going
to
go.
I would love
go.
To hear what he has to say.
All I'm going to say is when Bush was talking about the terrorists.
Bush or Trump?
Bush.
Okay.
Bush.
Okay.
Talking about the terrorists, he basically said, look, you're either with us or you're against us, right? That was a Bush thing. Am I getting my presidents mixed up, or that was a Bush thing, right? Yeah, so it's either you're with us or you're against us, like black or white. And so Democrat, Republican, Independent, Green, Liberal, doesn't matter. All right, all left, doesn't matter. You're either against the terrorists or you're for the terrorists. There's no in between, right? There wasn't, okay, let's look at it from both sides of the equation. There wasn't there was no discussion about it. It's like, okay, you're either pro or you're anti. There's no in between. And with what just took place in West Virginia, and by the way, you know who's really upset about all of this? I think is North Carolina. Because now North Carolina is like, look, we already got it bad with the transgender bathrooms thing. Like, it's like, we've already got our beat down, right? It's not us. It's not Charlotte. We are not Charlotte. It's Charlottesville. Would you guys get it right? That's like, we are
okay,
here.
Mary, you're right. It's the
they
same
are there.
Thing.
Yeah, it's same shit.
It's not the same thing.
So you're going to say.
What are you getting to the point? Or
yeah,
is
what's
this
your
really
point
is the same thing? I was wrong, Mary, if
yeah,
this is the
same
point.
Thing.
Where did you think I was going with this?
Is that all you're going to say? That North Carolina's upset?
No, not North Carolina's upset. That's not it at all. That's
okay,
not
what's
it.
The point?
The point is that with what took place in Charlottesville and the president's reaction to it, I think that we're at a point where we really just have to go back to that very black or white situation where we draw the line and we say, look, you're either a racist, a hate monger, a bigot, or you're not. There's no two sides. You can't argue on both sides of this. It frustrates me.
Okay,
it gets me mad.
All right.
I would be remiss because we haven't had a show since this took place, and no matter how you slice it, and you're smiling over here, Perry, because I mean you're obviously you came from Sweden, the whole nine. You got it's a much different ball of wax over there. At least I think it is.
I have so much to say about this, but
me
I'm
too.
Yeah, I know. I definitely want to hear.
Me
it, but
too.
But the point being,
me too. Me three.
We can't not address.
I'll gladly go last.
We can't not address what took place. Right, because the reality is that there can't be both. You can't speak out of both sides of your mouth on this. You're either against it or you're for.
All right, you've made your point.
Story. Thank you.
You're
I'm
done.
Ready. Yes.
Okay. So everybody is saying that he did not. I know I'm the only conservative in this building, probably in this town. He did.
What? You obviously don't know your town. This is a conservative town.
Not where I live.
You weren't
in Encinitas.
You weren't the only vote for him.
Anyway. You can go through sound bites over decades that he has said, I rebuke, I condemn, I do all this with David Duke, the white supremacists, the neo-Nazis, all those messed up people. Yep. He's never sided with them. Now, if they vote for him,
yep.
That's their, those people are historically right conservative people. That's what their whole message is. They
for
just
sure.
are effed up.
Yeah.
Okay, so he can't take responsibility for their violence. And going back to that day,
yep.
There were people that took out a permit to protest lawfully
yes.
About the statue.
Yes.
These white supremacists, that group of people came, of course, to be violent. And then there was another side that also came to be violent.
Mm-hmm.
He is saying...
And they took out a permit as well.
Okay, fine. But they ended up being very violent. I don't think the protesters initially...
Initial protesters, the white supremacists, marched in with clubs, shields, and helmets.
And that is known.
Right. And so to say they had no intention of violence
I was
being
talking
specious. Now, the other side...
There were protesters that were there, especially Heather Heyer and her contingency of people who were not being violent.
Right. But so here's maybe... Let me make this distinction.
It was my time.
Okay. Hurry, wait, because okay. We still got two of us. And
okay.
Only
so just
you.
Briefly, the initial deal was set up by white supremacists. So let's say, just to make up a number, 70% of them were the Nazis, were the KKK, whatever, and maybe 20% were innocent bystanders that thought the colors looked cool and were marching along too. As opposed to the other side that was 70% just regular folk going, this is bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then 20% are, say, the Antifa that are going, hey, if they're wanting to fight, we'll be the shock troops
so
for the left.
So how many sides did you left out 20% of people, 10% on either, both sides. But how many?
No, I didn't.
He said 70 and 20.
But you get the rough point.
20 with the one and he's
70-30.
I know he said 70-20, but that's beside the point. The point being, the bulk of the white supremacists were white supremacists. The minority of the opposition were the Antifa saying, hey,
that.
We'll be the shock troops.
That.
So that proportionality is important.
All right, Richie, what?
But my point is,
yes.
That's when he said, yes, I condemn the white supremacists and the neo-Nazis and blah, blah, blah. And there were many sides to this, and I don't have the facts, but there were other people involved that were violent.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't he saying, oh, it's those guys didn't do anything wrong. Other people were violent, too. Well, yeah, both sides were violent.
Yeah.
He made three statements that have varied.
Let Richie jump.
All right, Richie's got
I said I'm glad to be last.
Yeah.
And he said he had many things to say to you. You can say at least one. You can say at least one.
Yeah.
You can say at least one.
I was going to step in.
Yeah, we got you, Perry. You get you please.
Yeah, just one. Take one and I'll take one. Just we got 1 minute each.
No, I'm not going to give an opinion on this. But I just think it's fascinating. Like you said, I'm from Sweden, right? So this thing about dividing people into this or that, that's not really what we're accustomed to doing.
Yeah.
I mean, you have two parties, so now you have to take a stand. For me, it's all about communication. So whatever happened, that's one thing. And then how you communicate about it is another.
Sure.
We can talk deeper about that another time.
No,
absolutely.
I love it. That was
and
perfect.
And
I actually am glad you went first, because that's where I was going to lead.
Where were you
going? This is back to what you hear me say almost every time you go terrorist or this or that. This, the brain is the crow's nest of the ship. It's designed to look for problems. They understand that. Media understands that. So they'll put problems in front of you because you pay attention to problems. The brain is to see that's not a corn stalk. That's a rhinoceros horn. Run, brother, run. Right? That's what the brain's there for. You're supposed to check with your gut, with this lady, or your soul to find out what you should really be doing, which is why you don't just instantly respond to stuff. Because what's really going on is, in the world today, 6,959,000,000 people didn't create terrorist acts. I personally think there's more good going on in the world than bad right now. Sure. You're just seeing media put it in front because you pay attention.
Anything that is wrong is Trump's fault.
Well, yes, it is. Both sides are right in the media.
The negative side of the conservative side, the negative side of the liberal side. Yeah. Everyone's just trying to ride it because media is awareness, and that's step one.
And that's why there is no liberal media. It's corporate media.
That's why you have a media summit, because step one is about awareness.
Exactly. If it bleeds, it leads. I mean, that's the old media mantra. All right. So, look, obviously, we're not going to solve all these issues here on this one segment of The Sound Off here on Reinvention Radio, but I'm glad we had a chance to talk about it, and we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.